do it? Hey, everybody! Is that what I'm doing? Yep. Oh, okay. Peter asked me, everybody, if I was going to do it, and I opened my eyes wide in confusion.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think he means do the introduction.
And then I did a slow point, but it was way too slow. It was like, on your marks, go.
It did. It came down so that it was like angled, and I was like, do I go when it's pointing directly towards me? Like,
or yeah, fade in. You have to be like, hey, everybody, welcome back.
His finger was pointing up. I think either you have to point, just go from hands down to pointing, or a fast up to down.
Yeah, or maybe, you know what I should have done is like a 3, 2, 1, go.
Do it like, just like in Wayne's World. Yeah, but so you have to be like 3, and then just pantomime the 2 and 1 without saying it, and then point.
Yeah. I guess that's what they do. I don't know
I don't either.
What are you going to start before you get to fucking one anyway?
I agree. It's obviously a fuck up. Yeah. If you do that, you screwed up.
Even I could cut that.
Yeah.
And I don't know shit about this.
Indeed.
Well, welcome to our show, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey. I have a cup of coffee instead of a beer this time.
And I've got nothing at all because Peter's a dick host and didn't offer.
Do you want anything?
No.
Oh.
I just wanted to point that out.
Well, the reason I'm having a coffee instead of a beer, which I'd rather have, is that he got sucked into a volleyball tournament.
I recently heard about this. I don't know. I'm just like you, listeners, with bated breath, I'm waiting because I don't know why the fuck Peter would play volleyball
in the dock. Well, here's the thing.
I
played volleyball one time.
Okay.
For a little while. And it was fun. Well, sort of. Here's what I pictured. I show up, play a game, lose immediately. Go out with the friends who I play with, have 7 or 9 beers, crash into a pole and die.
Nice. Perfect.
And then, you know, it's Monday and we start again.
Yeah. I go to your funeral.
But what always happens with these fucking sports, these team sports, someone gets serious halfway along and they're tired of losing games, tired of me hitting the volleyball wrong, which I don't know how to do still.
Why would you? Nobody. That's the thing that I enjoy about this. When you join these rec leagues or these like casual leagues, no one trains you.
No.
So you don't, people are like, how come you don't know how to do it? And you're like, I didn't come in with skill.
Right.
You can't expect that I'm going to get better from beginning to end.
Right.
Unless somebody comes in and
I didn't improve at all.
But the people who get annoyed, excuse me, everybody, the people who get annoyed with you for not improving,
fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, and tonight, you know, we were playing and I hit the volleyball, however, and the ref was kind of like, make sure, watch the 2-hand hits, make sure the hands are at the same time or together or something. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I have no fucking idea.
You didn't know how you did it wrong or like, yeah.
No, I don't know how you're supposed to hit a volleyball. I know nothing.
Well, let's back up. You did it in the past, you said. You saw that.
So I played a season.
Right.
And then the team was kind of reforming for the next season. And I was like, you know what, guys? This has gotten a little serious for my liking. And you know, we never went out. I just had to have the 9 beers by myself.
Right. So you had to go to a volleyball game, lose, perform poorly, drink later in the evening, and drink more because of shame.
Yeah. It's bad. And I'm like, you know what I could do is just drink at 3 in the afternoon, go to bed, not go to a fucking volleyball game.
You feel better.
So I quit. Right. Well, then I get a call from one of my old volleyball teammates.
Okay.
I wouldn't have picked up, except there's a long story involved, but basically she's telling me whether or not this mutual friend of ours meant to invite me to a wedding and just forgot or was no longer inviting me.
Oh!
And I don't care. It's like a grade school friend. And so I was like, well, if he decided not to invite me, that's fine.
So right. I mean, why would it even?
Well, he contacted me through Facebook, said, hey, come to my wedding. I said, okay, send him my address. Never got a thing in the mail. And then I told her, hey, I never got a thing in the mail. So we just run it by him. Just say, hey, did you want to invite this guy or not? So she did, and it turns out it just got lost in the mail. Because I didn't want to just be like, hey, what the fuck? Where's my invitation? Because, you know, I don't know. These things are expensive.
Totally. Well, and plus, it's a wedding. So, I mean, I can't see you busting down doors to fucking get to that wedding.
Exactly.
I can't see you dying to.
So I thought that's what she was calling about.
Okay.
Turns out she's like, well, I have a big problem, you know. Most of my volleyball team is in Las Vegas for the bachelor party for this wedding.
Right.
So I need like warm bodies on the court just so we don't forfeit. So I said, have you called John yet?
Right.
And she said, no. And I was like, you should call him. And I was like, did you call Aaron yet? And she said, no. And I was like, you should call them. And if they can't come, then I'll come.
Right.
Did she call them?
She called Aaron. I got there and Aaron was there, and I had to admit that I was the one who sold her out.
Nice.
Was
like, she pissed?
No, she likes playing volleyball. Oh, so.
All right. Well, lucky you and her.
Yeah. So
what about John?
She should thank me. Get this. John, I get a text from her later, and she says, turns out John has like
heart problem. I just called him. Two funny things. First of all, I apologize to my cousin Jack. If you listen to this or ever start listening to this, yeah. I'm going to tell the truth about a story that I lied.
Okay.
So, but it was lying to keep feelings from being hurt.
Okay.
So I got 2 free tickets to a concert last week, right?
For you went on the radio. How does that work, by the way?
It wasn't on the radio.
Oh, okay.
It was email. I get AEG updates. I get fucking Rocky Mountain concert calendar updates. So I get all these updates by these advertisers for concerts because I like to know what's showing.
Sure.
And so one of them, they were like, hey, win tickets to Hinder coming on April, whenever.
Yeah.
Just send in your full name in this email.
Right.
Put Hinder
send in
the
name, your email, your soch, and $50.
That's what it said. And the guy said he was from Bosnia. No.
He was a prince and he had 2 tickets to Hinder.
He said,
I have 2 tickets to Hinder. To Hinder your American economy.
Starting with me.
Yeah, yeah. We start small, grassroots.
He just destroyed all. All right. So anyway, I got that in the email. I almost didn't do it.
Yeah.
I saved it. Yeah. I was like, I'm not gonna do it. But I just I felt it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I just pressed keep new message. So the next day I sent it in, and then the day of the concert, I got an email that said, "Congratulations, you got 2 free tickets."
Okay.
To the concert that's tonight.
Okay.
Super fucking cool winning free tickets. Not so fucking cool getting the heads up that day.
In 5 hours, they'll hit the stage. Enjoy.
It was a midweek concert. If it was a Friday concert, absolutely.
Which they never are, it seems
like. I don't know why. So it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday night. So Sarah, my girlfriend, was wonderful and was willing to go, but she had to be at work at 6:30.
Mm.
Not into fucking the kind of rock music I'm into.
Right.
Knows maybe 1 or 2 songs by Hinder.
So she was going to do the thing of going just so you didn't go alone. But,
yes. Yeah. And so super cool, but I was like, we both talked about finding somebody else to go.
Yeah.
Called you first immediately.
Yeah.
Didn't get a call answer. So then I called. Here's where the lie to Jack's coming up.
Okay.
I called 7 other people.
Yeah.
I called your brother. I called John.
Okay.
And that's how this segues in here. He's like, I just got, I had a, the way he put it was a cardiac issue or a heart, just something he like casually, he's like, so I'm going to start regulating my sleep. And I was like, no problem that you can't go. Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I think we're fine. And that was all I got.
Yeah.
So I fucking desperately wanted to dig in more.
Yeah.
But I'm not good enough friends with him to be like.
I didn't even fucking know. And then, you know, I get this text back from Jessica that's like, hey, well, I tried to call John, but it turns out he has a heart condition and can't play till he gets cleared by a cardiologist.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, fucking right.
That you thought it was a fuck up.
You bastard.
Oh.
So I was going to call him and be like, you know, hey, here's the problem. Just take your pussy out of your heart and come play.
Nice.
Have the heart of a man. But it,
he's got pussy heart, okay? Yeah. That's a real.
I hear you. Yeah. I should text him. I hear you've been diagnosed with pussy heart.
You should. He'd be confused.
Pussy heartitis.
No, pussy heart's better.
Cardio pussyosis.
You know what that is? That's the sequel to that last year's movie, Crazy Heart.
Yeah.
Pussy heart. It's about his daughter.
She's just not very good at anything. She's
or his
very
pussy
timid.
Son. Yeah. I guess. So,
hi, I'm Crazy Heart. These are my sons, you know, enlarged heart and pussy heart. And pig heart.
Just because.
Yeah. I liked him the least.
No. The other names actually just describe their disposition.
Yeah.
Pig heart had a horrible heart disease and had to have a pig
heart. It transplanted a pig heart into
him. So pig heart's the only.
I name my kids after their medical and personality conditions.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. And then I talked to her and she was like, well, he had some weird heart rhythm thing. And so they stopped it and restarted it, which I was like, I thought that was a no-no.
To stop and restart a heart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To stop in general.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't you just, it'd be like if you were, I figured you're playing drums in a band.
Okay.
And you lose the beat. You know, you don't want to completely stop and restart. You want to ease your way back into it and then be back on track.
Here's
you know what I'm saying?
Well, I can say as an expert, because my girlfriend's dad is a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he's a heart doctor, never once talked to him about anything heart-related. So I can say with certainty that apparently having like irregular heartbeats, super big deal.
Yeah.
Like I've heard in the past,
sure,
like more than that, because I'm with you. You would think having it beat irregularly is better than not having it beat.
Right.
But apparently, like, you can die at any time if you've got irregular heart beating.
That's a good name for an album, Irregular Heartbeats. Well, so, yeah, so he wasn't coming.
Right.
You know.
Well, so
he pussed out.
Right, yeah, his pussy heart pussed out on
him. Yeah, fucking die at a rec volleyball league.
Okay.
So I show up.
Right.
And, you know, I told her, I was like, absolutely, last resort, I'll come if it's me or nothing.
Right. If you need me or you'll have to forfeit.
And she's like, we need you or we'll have to forfeit. So I said, all right, I'll come play.
All right.
So I go play, we play, I suck, you know, but whatever.
Did you guys lose?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I ran into a guy who we played against a bunch of times, and I see around the gym there because it's at the same gym where I go.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, how'd you guys do? And I was like, oh, about the same as always. And he goes, oh.
Oh, because
nice. He knew that meant shitty.
Yep. Wasn't like, oh, that's funny.
So we finish, and then the ref is like, all right, your guys' next game is April 19th or whatever.
Right.
And so we're like, okay. And then she's walking away, and somebody else on our team is like, that's today. And I said, that must be a mistake. You know what I mean? Why would we play two tournaments in one day?
Okay.
So I say, let me go. So I go sprinting after the person having a panic attack.
Right, like, we don't have
to
do it.
Wait, so we look it all up, and it turns out, yes, we're playing again at 9.
Did this person not know that today was April 19th? This isn't the kind of asshole who announces your next game's April 19th knowing.
Because, we checked up at the front desk or whatever saying, like, are we sure this is May 19th or something? Like,
holy shit.
Please, dear God. And so then, you know, we were walking away, and I was like, how could you not fucking tell me we'd have to play? If I knew we had to play another game,
you would have said no.
I would have busted my ass to win.
Oh.
I said I had no stake in it, and now, had I known, I would have busted my ass. I would have been diving around and shit.
You would have lost just as badly, but you would have tried harder.
I would have felt better about it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Do you have to work tomorrow?
Because
if you have to work tomorrow, what the fuck kind of rec league has 9 o'clock tournaments on Sunday night?
Well, they have a game every hour from 5 to 9.
Right, still.
On Sundays.
So I guess it's ends by late. 10. It's medium. Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad for me, but I'm with you. It's late.
Yeah.
But that, I think that gives me the advantage.
Because everybody else will be tired.
Yeah,
and
I'll be
shitty.
Like, hey, everybody, let's go. Yeah,
that's true.
I'll be energetic.
So
that's something.
So that sucks that you had to play in the first place.
Yeah.
It sucks that it's your fault that John has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I feel bad about that.
Yeah, as you should. I can't believe the people our age have these issues.
Isn't it weird?
My a coworker of mine has got cancer, colorectal, and it turns she's like 31. This person, so it's crazy to me. Like, I don't want to be diagnosed with anything.
I know.
Yeah,
I just want. I don't care about that so much as I wish there was a way to just have a port. Like, you know, you plug in a cable and it does a diagnostic.
Ah, yes, like Mega Man.
Yeah.
At the beginning of Mega Man X.
Right.
You get to see first his little body.
Yeah.
And then, but it's like you got the cutouts, so it's cool. It's like 16 bits, but it's 3D 16 bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just 8-bit, it's about 9-bit.
Yep. So, okay, but wait, before we move on.
Yeah.
Back to finishing the story about the tickets with my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
I called you. You didn't answer. I called your brother. I called John Beam. Mm-hmm. I called a couple other people that I'm friends with. And so I think I literally called 6 people and got no's from everyone.
Right.
So I was dejected, and I was like, God damn it, because I really didn't want to have to make Sarah go. Then I was like, oh, I should call my cousin Jack.
Mm.
So I called him. He was up for it. So
nice.
I go and pick him up, and you call me back. I get a call back after I'm there.
Right.
And you go, you know, I'm starting to tell you, I'm like, oh, man.
I called 100, and he's in the car.
Yeah, he's sitting next to me.
I had to go with my 99th choice.
So I caught myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I called you so many times, just like that. It was that slight pause. So he didn't know. There was no, you know, he would not have known a thing.
Right.
Thank God, because I felt like such an asshole.
Yeah.
But I literally didn't even think of it until I was saying it. So that's why it was a white lie to help spare his feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so. So it was just funny, though, because I really was about to be like, oh, I called like 18 people and no one would go.
You're not going to believe what I went through. And finally, I found someone. I'm so relieved.
Oh, some slummy fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. Some asshole.
Can't really talk right now. So, yeah. Anyway,
how was Hinder?
They were okay.
Yeah.
The Blackstone Cherry, the opening band, whom I've never heard before, fucking awesome.
Okay.
They're Southern, so he was funny. Okay. He has a good deep voice, which I like with the rocking more than, you know, the hinder guy who's lips of an angel. Okay. It's okay, but it's not, you know, it's just
no little, foreigner.
No, it's yeah. Well, it's in between Foreigner and, like, you right. know, James Hetfield. Right. I want either Foreigner. I want Steve Perry, not Tyler Perry. You can take his black movies.
How long until he's on a fucking stage playing a sax or something?
Oh, my God. That guy, I don't know how you get so famous and make so much money and so many people not laugh with so little skill.
I don't know. Either.
I would love to be a hack like him.
I blame black people.
I blame other black people for yeah. not making good stuff. Yeah. So these poor black people have nothing to grasp onto but him.
See, I don't know about that, though, because if a black person made a great movie, I'd still go. I don't think you have to go to your race's movies. I saw Slumdog Millionaire.
Ugh.
That was not
fuck.
For my people.
Oh, my God. That wasn't for anyone's people. Yeah. I fucking hated that movie. Yeah. That movie was so... You said this, so I'm going to steal exactly what you said. You were like, if this was white people,
yeah.
nobody would fucking see it. But yeah. everybody's like, oh, the poor Indians, the poor, yeah. like... All you have to do is change the color or change the locale or change the time period, and people are like, this is so great.
This show always, if you cut up the part from each show and put them together, it would sound like a Hitler Youth podcast. Like,
if this was about whites, no one would give a fuck. It's reverse racism.
No, that... I know that's okay. not what you're saying. Right. That's like what I was saying.
Oh, nice. Then, yeah. Well, I love I'm trying to defend it. I'm like, that's yeah. not what I mean. I'm backtracking.
I'm like, oh, that's what I meant completely. Yeah.
No, it's true, though. So
white power.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Hi, friend. So
you also saw 127 Hours.
Oh.
What'd you think of that?
I was not impressed.
How long did it feel?
You know, I think since I had it on the little white wrapper of the little, you know, I think it said it was an hour and 27 minutes on yeah. the Netflix.
Yeah.
What?
That's cute.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Anyway, fucking, we paused. You called. Mm. Thank God. Talked yeah. to you. Colin called, talked to him.
Okay.
Took a dump, I think, somewhere in there. Probably while talking to you guys.
Yeah.
And it still felt interminable.
Yeah.
No, it was awful.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't even awful. That's the problem. It was sort of thought provoking, but you already knew the end.
Yeah.
And so it prompted me to ask Sarah, wow, what would you do? And we sort of thought about that a little
sure.
bit. Not, that doesn't make it interesting.
Well, what's the other answer, really, too? I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, it's a guy. He's out in the fucking wilderness or whatever.
Being
falls
a dummy.
In a crevasse, gets right. his arm pinched, can't get out, has no food and water, has no way to notify. No one knows where he is.
Right.
So after a few days, he decides to basically cut his arm off so he can escape.
Here's what it was like for me, and I'm going to go slightly nerdy on you. So people who haven't read Johnny Got His Gun by
yeah.
Dalton Trumbo,
yeah.
eat a dick. You didn't have to read it. Lucky
yeah.
you. But it was super similar to that in that it's the kind of story where it's, because it's not a story,
yeah.
it's contingent on the flashbacks and the hallucinations.
Right.
And the flash forwards because, you know,
yeah.
he lived for his son.
Yeah.
He saw his son
that.
On the couch. And then,
man,
his,
did I hate that.
I was so, clearly I did too. I mean, it's fucking
some little shitty boy. And it's like, oh, well, now I should live.
Right.
So I can make this dumb boy.
Well, and then here's the thing.
I
fuck
hope that
you.
Kid kills somebody because
oh,
then we'll,
that would
that'll
be,
the ultimate.
He should have let himself die.
Yeah, because then yeah. he would have, if he's a serial killer,
right.
then everyone will say, ooh.
He, you know what? Your dad cuts his arm off. Your,
yeah.
His sperm goes a little crazy.
Yeah.
He bangs his wife and has you. It's your fault.
So, well, it'd be like if baby Hitler was dangling out of a window and his dad ran over and saved him.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, thank God, you know. And then later they're like, all you would have had to do is, you know, spend a little time just looking at the wall yeah. in the hallway, and you would have missed him, and
you would have
troubles.
You'd be
been
so
saved.
Angry. I know. And this could be him. And the thing is, it's like when you have premonitions of I'm going to have a kid and
yeah.
live, then you live, then
and
you fuck your wife.
Yeah.
Doesn't count as a goddamn. Here's no. what counts. I think that in 2015,
right.
the Red Sox are going to beat the Dodgers
yeah.
57-23.
Yeah, yeah. Nostradamus shit.
But even more, I mean, to be specific,
yeah.
it's not hard to fucking have a kid,
no.
and you got a 50-50 chance of having a boy.
Well, right.
So
his cock didn't get pinched in the boulder. It was
well,
his arm.
That's what I'm saying is, if you're like, oh, I saw my son.
Yeah.
I was there, and I saw from the future I had to live for my son.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You fucking thought I should have a son, so
right.
I'll live for it. It doesn't make that a premonition. That
no.
makes it a plan.
Right.
You shouldn't get credit for being like, he knew he was going to have a son.
Yeah.
That's like me saying, I know I'm going to have a sandwich when I get home.
Right.
Then I go home and make a fucking sandwich.
Right.
I didn't really, that's yeah, not hard to have. That's not a problem.
Magically concoct these events into a coherent, like, oh, I can't believe this happened.
I can't
it's
believe
a plan,
he knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what makes me mad. Yeah. He knew that he was going to live, stick his dick in his wife,
sure.
and then have a kid.
Yeah.
And then it happened to be a boy, so people were like, well, it had to be a premonition. It was a boy.
That's true. It's not like it was some psychotic thing where it was, he's going to win the fucking World Cup for playing for Team USA.
Right.
And you're like, oh, all right.
And then he
that's
does
pretty
it.
Outside.
Yeah.
Of the norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. That annoyed
Fuck
me.
That movie.
And so, yeah, to just go back. And so, I mean, any type of fucking book or story or anything where most of it or a majority of it is in their head.
Yeah.
I'm not into it.
I don't like, you know what I fucking hate in a book? And so many books do in a fictional book.
Right.
When they create a fictional dream.
Right.
What's the fucking point of that? You're making this whole story. I'm just reading this book right now.
Okay.
Which is going to be, I run this like adult book club at my library.
Okay. The way you said it's adult like, there, it sounded like you guys were all
well,
naked.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Because it's like middle-aged to older ladies mostly.
Right. Shocker.
So we start reading this book and it's called This Is Where I Leave You. And the first couple chapters, it's this guy and he catches his wife banging some other dude.
Right.
So fucking graphic. It's like pages and pages of description. Well, it's a couple pages. I got the large print, so it seems like a lot.
So it's
and
actually
it's big and
it's,
obscene.
It's four words.
Yeah,
those large prints are insane.
I'm wondering if it would be less obscene in regular type.
Maybe
just because I'm like, wow, the word "fuck" is really
in
big
20
on here.
Font.
Yeah.
So what is it? I mean,
it's like he walks in.
Okay.
One of the first scenes, he walks in on his wife banging his boss, and it's like descriptive of exactly the position they're in, and she's got her finger in his ass and
Jesus
all this shit.
Jesus Christ!
I know, and I'm like, this is going to be a fucking pretty rough book club meeting.
Wow, awkward. So, I mean, because, yeah, it's one thing to be like, and she was bent over getting it, but then to be like, her left index finger was shoved up his
it was
sphincter.
Like two knuckles deep in his butt and like all this. And, you know,
God
and then he
damn.
Catches him fucking, and then it was his wife's birthday or their anniversary, so then he, like, smashes the cake on the dude who rolls off the wife, and then he's coming as he rolls off.
Oh,
so,
my
and it's
God.
Like,
now
it's like
a porno.
Fucking American Pie for
now,
adults.
Yeah, it sounds like it's supposed to be, again, one of the things, we were just talking about this off mic before, satire is almost never funny.
No.
Because it's like, oh, it's hyper-realistic.
Yeah.
People don't really act like this, but they would.
Exactly.
It makes, oh, I don't like that.
I'm not feeling it so far.
It
it's getting
sound good.
Probably on 3/5 of the way, and
okay.
It's getting a little more redemptive.
Yeah.
But it's taken so long that I'd be shocked if anyone else
pushed through.
Yeah. If I were in a book club, I would quit it.
But since you're the, I forget, you can't quit, because as the head of the book club, it would be very uncouth.
It's pretty rare. I'll do it from time to time, but.
Has anyone ever said to you, I can't believe you didn't finish this book?
No.
Okay.
The only time, I mean, I usually have finished. There are a couple, we read this, the first time I ran it, and we're all getting used to each other, it was this book called Crimson Petal in the White, and it's like an 800-page, like, turn of the century about a prostitute.
Okay.
And, you know, I got 20 pages in, and it was, again, it was a graphic description of their douching procedure, which was their form of birth control, and it was like, I don't know, it was
wait
some
a minute,
bullshit.
Wait a minute, that doesn't work? It's birth control?
Apparently, I don't
God.
Know.
Oh, God, unplug my mic.
Well, I think she was... Like dipping a rag in turpentine and jamming it up her vagina.
Wow.
So maybe that works.
So poisoning yourself
ruins your system.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you destroy your ovaries, I guess.
Yeah, I just eat mercury every day and
right,
it turns out
right.
I don't get pregnant. So I suppose if you're willing to sacrifice most of your body to not get pregnant,
you can
figure out a way. Yeah,
I like that.
If you just put in a turkey baster full of fucking Drano.
Helpful snowman tip number one of this episode, everyone.
If you want it bad enough, you can have an abortion.
Yeah,
you just got to want it.
If you want it bad enough, you can cause yourself to not be able to have a baby to have to abort.
Yeah, you won't even get there, which is kind of a religious gray area, I would think. But
yeah. So,
not strictly speaking, an abortion. So,
you quit that book. I mean...
That book I didn't finish because it was so fucking long, and I was like, I can't. It's not my thing anyway.
Right.
And so after that, I was thinking, you know, I don't think I need to. I quit Pillars of the Earth, which is dumb.
Okay, I don't know what that book is.
It's horrible.
It's not the sort of truth novels, is it?
No, it's like a book about this cathedral that gets built over several generations, and it's in like fucking medieval times, and I don't give a fuck.
Right, right.
And there's a lot of weird, like the wife dies, and then the dude bangs some girl they just met in the woods, and...
Okay.
It makes no sense.
It's, you know, as I get older, I realize that usually, I'm sure there's many exceptions to this rule, but books, the more fucking in books that I read, the less I enjoy them.
I don't find the fucking in books to ever resemble any sort of fucking I've ever
That's
done.
That's exactly what I mean.
They're either super over the top and don't make sense, or they're overly romantic and sentimental.
Yes. Here's my favorite writer. Mm-hmm. Her way of having people fuck is making it clear they fuck and then going to the next scene.
That's what I prefer. That's, they go into a room and get naked, and then I don't need the, like, then he thrust his hips at her hips and his dick fucking pierced her tender hood and... I don't
her
know
hymen.
All that bullshit.
I know she cried a mixture of pleasure and pain as her virginity was taken.
It's so stupid.
Along with her innocence, you know. And then for me, it's also that when you're reading these, it's so obvious the predilections of the authors.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what either it's so what they want. It's so Dear Penthouse. Yeah, it takes you out of the books because. Yeah. You know, I mean, not tons of authors put people in unrealistic situations of, like, they're heroic or, you know, their character is fucking knows karate for no reason or whatever. But once you have those sex scenes, those over-the-top unrealistic sex scenes, it takes you entirely out of the whole story.
Yeah.
The whole
you're
book.
Like, whoa.
I can suspend my disbelief enough for the character to do things that no person does in real life.
Right.
But not when it comes to the fucking on top of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I would rather read about a guy who can fly than a guy who fucks a lot.
Well, and just like you said, I mean, in example, in that book where he just meets her and fucks her in the woods, or in this, we were just talking about another book that Pete read earlier, where the characters
all
meet.
All my sexy books.
And then fuck, yeah. It's more Penthouse. They're not books. They're magazines.
It's weird.
Classic color. But people fuck for no reason, and you're like, well, this guy, this
they
author.
They do fuck really fast and without any real attraction, it seems.
So you feel like the author has no grasp on, like, human interaction. It just takes me out, is all I'm saying.
It seems like a lot of one-night stands. Yeah. Every book in fucking in the books is one-night stands. It's not...
Or, like you said, the uber-romantic.
Yeah.
The
way over
the top, like...
Yeah, where they take off their bonnet and get in a covered wagon.
Her milky white breast is...
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was very shy. He tenderly moved her hand away.
Tenderly.
And,
if that word isn't... If you're reading a book, wow, if I'm writing a talk book, if you're reading a book and you read the word tender, you know it's going to be that type.
You tenderly railed her ass or something.
If you read the word thrust, then you know it's going to be the opposite type.
Yeah, so. It's never, I don't know.
I always
wonder.
He looped her up romantically.
Well, and I wonder, is this the sex that these people are having? It can't be.
That's what I don't think. I think it's what they want.
Yeah.
I think you have those
Stephen
authors.
King's not like fucking his wife wheelbarrow style,
I doubt it. I think it's either you can tell that it's the people have never experienced any sex, so it's romantic and unrealistic, or they've experienced disappointing sex, and then it's that, like, hot, heavy, violent.
That's true.
Just over the
top. Over the top, crazy.
Yeah. So.
Usually in the books, I find, too, that the lady characters, pretty aggressive.
Yes.
Well, the ones that they fuck but they don't love, real aggressive in the sack.
Right.
And the ones that they love, aggressive enough but not.
It's
not like the one night stand ones
coy.
Who are basically like, let's bang in the bathroom. I don't even care if you flush the shit in the toilet first.
I'll give you a Blumpkin.
Yeah.
Take a dump and I'll suck you. That's a Blumpkin, everybody.
Yeah.
It has to be at the same time, too. It's not take a dump, then I'll suck you. Sit down while you're shitting, I'll suck your dick. But anyway.
I don't think I'd be interested in that.
I don't.
What am I going to do?
Write a
comic right on her head?
What the fuck? For me. Those are one of the few things that can remain separate.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll even do like, even though I'm not a huge fan of this, let's get an ice cube or like chocolate or whipped cream. You know, we'll put some food in you, give you a yeast infection. That's fine with me if you want to. But bodily functions, dumping and pissing and fucking don't go together.
Here's my test. If you think that a Blumpkin's a good idea, eat a dish of ice cream while taking a shit. A full banana split.
And then see.
With a spoon and everything and just sit there, balance the dish on your naked thighs. See if that's better than just eating the banana split normally, because I bet it won't be. And if it's not better, then probably skip the Blumpkin.
I think that everybody should try what Peter just suggested, regardless of eating a Blumpkin. I just want to hear.
Have a split on the shitter.
First of all, I have to make an... I have to admit that I have, in the past, I think... I remember when I was younger, I think it was like a popsicle or something.
Yeah.
And I wasn't finished with it, so I sat down to shit while having, like, with food in my hand. And even though, I know, but it still felt like so weird.
Yeah.
You feel unsanitary even though you're not dumping on the food in your hand.
Yeah.
But it's like when poop's coming out of you, you shouldn't have edible material in hand.
That's one of the big dangers that they don't warn you about living alone. Because, like, I'll be eating a fucking sandwich and have to take a shit.
Right.
So I'll go in the bathroom when I've got, you know, one big bite of the sandwich left.
Yep.
And then I'm about to sit down, and then I'm like, I'll finish this first.
Right.
But you've already walked in the bathroom with a fucking sandwich, and you're waiting. So then, you know, someone's over, and you don't even think twice about, you know, or you hear someone say, like, oh, my gosh, he took his beer in the bathroom at a club or something. And you're like, it's not a fucking brownie. Come on.
Totally. I mean, you're... Nobody's putting their hand down. If you're holding the beer by your side at your hip, that's one thing. But you're holding it up.
Yeah.
You're holding it chin height.
You're fine. Yeah.
Relax, everybody.
A beer is fine.
Yeah, I agree.
So enclosed, too.
If it's closed? I was thinking
it's so enclosed,
like a plastic.
Like a bottle?
Oh, but I mean, even if it's a plastic cup, as long as you're holding it above shoulder level.
I think so.
I would say.
It just has to be done. Yeah, as long as you're not below catching the spray.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you, then it's yellow. It's already yellow like beer. Beer looks a lot like piss. And the foam on the top of beer, the head of beer, could easily be your piss foam.
Oh, man. I have a great hypothetical question along these lines.
I'm ready for it.
This was an... Okay, so Easter's coming, and I invented this hypothetical candy called Pete's Saliva Eggs. So, you know, you have, like, those Cadbury...
Were you, you sitting, you know, laying in bed, it's 1 a.m, and you just think of this?
I can tell you how this came about.
I would like to hear it.
So people at work have been noticing food items disappearing from their desk drawers and their lockers and shit.
People are stealing food from other people's fucking desks?
But here's what's crazy. It'll be in someone, like a girl had one of those big Cadbury chocolate bars that's divided in like 100 little squares.
Right.
And she was just kind of going through it slowly.
Right.
She comes in one day, it's fucking gone. So it was already open. Another person had a whole bagel in the fridge. Someone ate half of it. And left the other half.
Are you fucking... Wait a minute.
Stuff
did they
like
eat
that.
The bottom half and leave the top?
She didn't remember, which is what I wondered, too. Yeah. I would think they ate the top half.
I would, too, because that's the better
part. It didn't have cream cheese or anything, so it's not
as
important.
Fuck cream cheese.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I was thinking, because everyone's like, we should set up a webcam or whatever, and I was like, that's productive. We'll watch fucking 8 hours of footage to see who's stealing a goddamn chocolate bar.
I'd like to know. Fuck you for saying
here's
that.
Here's what I said.
Okay.
We should just lay a trap.
Okay.
So what we do is we get those hollow chocolate eggs.
Right.
And we just put them all out, but we fill one of them with saliva.
Oh, gross.
Imagine biting into a chocolate egg and it's full of saliva.
I am. Oh, my God. It'll be warm by then.
And you would never have to catch the person, because after they bit into that, they'd be like, I think that would end my food stealing days, right?
I'm genuinely disgusted. I don't often get grossed out, but thinking about this.
Yeah. So here's my hypothetical.
Okay.
What's your favorite candy or treat or whatever?
Oh, man. I like Crunch Bars quite a bit.
So let's say you could have, you know, free Crunch Bars for life.
Okay.
And they give you, it's however many you want. Let's say one every 3 days or something.
Okay.
And you get one every 3 days for the rest of your life.
Right.
It just shows up when you want it to. You don't have to go get it or whatever.
Okay.
But one time in your life, you will get a Crunch Bar where you bite into it and it's hollow and full of saliva.
No.
Only once.
No.
And then you get free Crunch Bars forever.
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't do it?
You know why?
Because Crunch Bars are like 10 cents.
That's exactly why. Because I was like, one every 3 days for a fucking 40-cent Crunch.
Yeah.
I could go to Sam's Club and I could buy right now for $12 a fucking 100 box of Crunch Bars, guaranteed not to have spit in them.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't.
Let alone be full of liquid saliva.
Eat. Saliva for $12.
Right.
I guess you said for life, but even if you want to fucking extrapolate that I'll live for another 70 years,
sure.
52 times 12 times 70, I'd pay that.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's really not that much.
Whatever the math. Yeah.
Yeah, even if you bought that many Crunch Bars, it couldn't be more than $100 a year, right?
Right.
I mean, that was a fuckload of Crunch Bars.
If I got fucking obese on fucking Crunch Bars.
You're diabetic eating Crunch Bars.
And I still wouldn't have to be. So, no.
All right, that's fair.
Would you?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not a big candy
fella. Well, neither am I. And fuck you for thinking I was just
I didn't
fat.
Think that, but it's just a hypothetical.
That's fair.
The problem with doing it with adults, I think that would work better with kids, because adults feel like it's so cheap, and are a little bit of the, like, I wouldn't really want a free Crunch Bar every day.
Right.
A kid would be like, that'd be fucking awesome. So they might. Or a free Sprite every day, and one day you chug it and it's fucking saliva or something.
Oh, God. Gross. Dude,
carbonated
saliva.
All right, this is enough.
Before we... All right, so let me tell you, when you said that, it reminded me of something I used to do effectively.
All right.
That really did have something to do with saliva.
Okay.
At my parents' home... Mm-hmm. We used to, we would get leftovers a lot, and the leftovers would be eaten.
Okay.
Often by me. I would eat my, so my mom would get revenge. She would be like, I'm going to eat your leftovers because you eat mine all the time. And, you know, I can see that being annoying. Yeah. But I would lick, like, I would, I'd be like
a piece of pizza, just lick the whole thing and put it back.
That's exactly what I would do. I'd have a steak and I would lick the top of the steak and I'd be like, there you go. And so she was really pissed because, of course, she was smart enough not to eat. I mean, that'd be gross. So she'd be like, oh, damn it. So my way of keeping my mom, really, my dad, you know, from eating my leftovers would be to lick them. So I, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Effective.
That's what, see, that's what I'm saying. Yep. I think if the person knew that it was licked, but that's why I think it's better than catching them in the act is just laying a trap.
Okay.
Where they eat the egg, and then from then on, it's like, I think these days are over.
Yeah, they would stop.
I'm going to move on to just bringing my own food.
Realistically, I've got two questions.
Okay.
They're both going to be racist.
Okay.
First of all, how many people thought that it was the janitor?
Everyone.
Staff? Yep.
Everyone.
And
because everyone was like, it has to be someone who's doing it when no one else is here, which I said, well, more likely, but I think if that's your only piece of evidence, let's not go crazy.
So everybody else was racist. You feigned non-racism.
Well, I think it makes sense that it's someone who's not there just because who's going through everyone's locker without anyone finding out. But the bagel was stolen when people were there. Those might be unrelated.
Here's your implication.
Yeah.
The janitors are all Spanish or Latino or whatever the fuck they're supposed to be called, Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that only a Jew would steal some bagel. Not they would want a schmear of
tortilla I've ever seen.
Exactly. Yeah. They wouldn't have a quesadilla, a quasadilla.
It's possible. I kind of wonder if the bagel's unrelated. Because it was in the fridge.
Okay.
And sometimes people think that things that are in the fridge are just for everyone.
Which is insane.
Which is dumb.
That's a shitty, that's a willful ignorance.
I think so too. It's like, if I want to share something, I'll put a note on it.
The thing is,
otherwise assume.
I know. People are like, oh, you have to put... People are like, if you don't see any initials on it, it's free game. It's not.
No, nobody brings food. It should be the opposite.
I agree.
If it says free on it, then it's free.
Yep.
Because, I'm not bringing... And the other thing is, because this has happened too, like someone will bring a couple slices of pizza, put them in a Tupperware.
Right.
Someone else will eat them. And it's like, fucko, why would I bring that for someone else?
Right.
And just leave it in a Tupperware.
You think I would package? I mean,
that's crazy.
Here's the only time that would be acceptable, is if somebody brought in a fucking full pizza in the box and opened it and put it on the table. Mm-hmm. And then if they went to the bathroom, you know, took a fucking 20-minute dump, came back, and all of it was gone,
you'd be like, well, kind of your fault.
It looks like, but when it's fucking in the fridge, two pieces in Tupperware, you're an asshole for eating that.
God, I hate that our work has a kitchen.
It's insane.
It's not a good thing.
No, it's insane.
It's really bad.
Well, people leave notes and stuff. People are like...
Passive-aggressive notes.
Yeah, it's like you're... The whole reason you live alone, besides the fact that nobody will have you because you're a hideous beast, is to not deal with that shit. So then when you go to work and you have eight wives, you get these little notes. It's like...
I've had more issues at work with, like, the dishwasher's full of clean dishes, so people leave dishes in the sink.
Right.
Never an issue I've had at home, ever.
Right.
You know, even when I had a roommate, we just dealt with it.
Well, and for us at work, our sink doesn't have a disposal. So it's like, do not put food down the sink. It doesn't have a disposal.
Right.
People do anyway, so there's big notes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, do not eat this food or, you know, this food is for what the hell are those people called? The Weld Food Bank. Don't eat because people had taken eggs. Somebody brought in like a dozen eggs for fucking food bank and somebody stole it.
See, an egg. That's a perfect example of a food that I'm like, no one's bringing this in for other people.
Right.
Box of cereal. No one's bringing that in for you.
If you see like a ton of cupcakes. Yeah. Like a big tray of cupcakes sitting in the middle.
Yeah.
And take one. I don't blame you.
No, multiple of the same thing.
Right.
That's ready to eat.
Yep.
Fine.
And a dessert
else,
style.
I don't know. Yeah.
I can see. That's fine.
Right.
But eggs, like you just
eggs,
said.
No,
or
yeah, a sandwich.
Things in Tupperware. Sandwiches.
A Subway sandwich in the wrapper.
Microwavable food. Yeah,
hot,
Subway yeah. sandwich in the wrapper.
Hot Pockets. They didn't bring those no. for extra for you.
No.
Yogurt. That's a big one at my work.
To me, I would like to do a cycle. Yogurt's funny.
Yeah.
Live cultures.
Mm.
People fucking are insane because I want to know the psychological profile of assholes that think how, what is it when you think that everything's about you and your dick?
You're like narcissistic.
Yeah.
And
how narcissistic and just fucking dickish do you have to be
yeah.
to think that that's allowed?
Yeah.
You should feel like an asshole for thinking to eat food there
yeah.
unless it's clearly posted free.
Well, and here's the other thing. I'm like, if you're really that fucking hungry, where you're like, I'm going to fucking pass out if I don't eat.
Right.
Just go to your boss, say, I made dumb decisions today, didn't eat anything.
Right.
I really need to eat anything. I need 20 minutes.
You'd be better off than stealing people's food.
I think so.
I would love to know which janitor steals the food there.
I don't know. I really don't know. Because we've had the same janitor for a long time.
Right.
And whether or not this has been going on. See, that's the other thing. I'll have something in my fucking desk like... whatever.
Okay.
A thing of granola bars or some shit.
I was just going to say, you really cleared yeah. that up. I'll have like whatever.
Just a sushi platter that I pull out. It's a full naked woman. And I pull the drawer out and it's all on her, covering
that
her.
That always confused me when you see that in movies
yeah.
or read that about, you know.
I don't get that either.
Why would you want to eat, like we were just talking about,
yeah.
getting your dick sucked and taking a shit? Not my thing.
No.
Eating food off a naked chick? Not my thing.
No.
Fucking a naked chick after eating?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's fine.
Fucking her before eating.
Yeah.
But why would I want to take uncooked fish and eat it off of her? It's like teasing yourself. It's cock teasing yourself. You're like, I'd love to bang you, but I'm eating the food that's on you. And you can't get up because it's all over you.
Do you think it's uncouth to take it off like the vagina first or the nipple
oh.
first? Like you're like, it's like you took the biggest slice out of the pizza. Everyone's like, I'm a fucking
yes.
asshole.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
here.
Or you take three pieces when there's
yeah.
everybody gets two. So
yeah,
you,
and you
fuck
take
one
like
person.
A nipple, and then off the vagina.
What if you did it with your mouth? What if you licked it off of the vagina?
Like a body
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, what if you fucking. Yeah, yeah. They wheel her out or whatever the fuck they do.
Or you eat half
and
of it,
you
don't like it, you put it right back on her eye. Oh, well, this one's no good.
Just set it back.
Right on her
oh,
eye.
Oh, that'd be
closed
great.
Closed eye.
Yeah. Wait a minute. If she's closed eyes,
yeah.
then she's fucking clearly kidnapped. Now
she's
we're talking about Thailand.
Or she's drugged or whatever.
No, I think that...
Why does her eyes have to be open?
Because...
Does she talk to you?
I recommend the salmon. You know what, fucker? It's supposed to be about them being like enticing and sexual. It's supposed to be that weird thing.
Sure.
Like, you know, where
that's the other thing. It's like a sexual thing, but like there's 20 other guys in suits.
Oh, dude, now we're getting towards like fucking cocky or
I don't see how that's sexual.
Gang blasts where
yeah.
How isn't okay, if there's six guys fucking one chick,
right.
isn't everybody there homosexual?
On a level.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have some sort of weird... It's not the same as banging one guy, one chick.
No.
You can't say, I did a gangbang. There were six other dicks all
yeah.
over the place.
Yeah.
And then
what if you take turns?
Well, usually, isn't that still a little weird?
Oh, it's weird. I don't think there's a gay element.
If you take
Maybe,
turns of desperation...
Maybe, because I guess you're all standing there nude.
No, but you're right. You could ignore them. Although, to see all the hard cocks...
Yeah.
I would say definitely lesser...
Yeah.
yeah. We have to rank this?
Yeah, that's true. I don't think we can go all black and white. It's got to be a little...
Let's not turn this about race.
Yeah. yeah. I'm not going after that black guy. I'll tell you that right now.
So anyway, sorry. That was my tangent. My
no.
apologies. But,
I'm with you.
Yeah. So eating sushi off a naked chick, gangbangs, where were we?
I don't know. I'd like to get like a real not good-looking person to eat the sushi off of. Like a trailer park lady or something.
Why?
I don't know. Just... defy the stereotype. And I would pretend like I thought this was the greatest, you know?
Yeah, you'd be like, oh,
this
man.
Is how it's done, and she's just, like, smoking.
So you're going to make it non-sexual completely.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even going to be, like, great, like, she's hot. You're going to be like, this California roll is so fresh.
Yeah.
I don't usually like seafood or seaweed, but this is
so
fresh
and
good.
Yeah. Don't even mention it.
Yeah, that she's fucking
naked.
I'm
like, well, I picked her because I thought the divots on her thighs would hold the sushi better.
God.
It wouldn't just slide off.
She's got that hail damage ass.
Oh, God.
So she's got the fucking... Or she's like one of my poor, unfortunate friends from the past who had such small breasts they were innies. Ooh, so I yeah. always like thought if she laid down naked and it rained, she would have bird feeders. They'd be innies rather than outies.
Collect water.
Yeah. Hmm. She had strange innie breasts.
Never thought about that.
I felt bad for her. She's, you know what? I usually don't advocate people doing a lot of plastic surgery because, you know, I mean, you know, be happy with yourself. I think she's the perfect candidate for that.
Yeah. You know, she looked fine otherwise, though, so whatever. She'll be fine.
Okay.
And now
I
feel
do
bad.
Okay.
All right. She probably has had more sex than I have, so I'm not going to feel too bad for her.
Well, your breasts are bigger than hers, so you win that round.
Yeah, suck it.
Yeah.
Right. So I wanted to do our one of our few regular segments
yes,
on the show.
I'm excited.
Pete's Dental Update, which I tried to make a jingle for. You know,
it's like, Pete's Dental Update.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. So this is a letter I got from Orthodontist Number 2.
Okay.
It says notes, Rich. I don't know what that means.
May I see it? Because now
yeah,
I'm confused.
I think it's to someone named Rich, but I don't know who Rich is.
Oh, yes. Okay, no. So Peter's describing it at the top in all capital letters. It says notes, and then it's got a colon. Then the next one is in regular Rich, comma.
Yeah,
and then,
like Dear Rich.
Yeah, so I thought you meant
so I
it
think
was saying,
saying
you were
I'm rich,
rich.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is not true.
Yes, this person's rich.
So here we go.
All right.
Peter appeared to present with a Class 3 Division 2 crowded long face malocclusion with anterior and bilateral open bites with a narrow maxilla bilateral cross bites. In addition...
Wait, how the fuck do you know how to pronounce all those fucking words?
Because I've heard him say them so many times
Jesus
in the office.
Jesus Christmas Christ.
In addition, bilateral posterior balancing and protrusive interferences compromise his function.
Hurtful. Compromise your function. I know. Here's what I want you to do. Next time you inadequately have sex with your girlfriend, which is next time you have sex with your girlfriend...
Okay.
Bust this out and be like...
Actually, I have compromised function,
yeah,
so...
I've got hindered function.
Let's see. We discussed using an anterior open bite splint with TADs to hopefully avoid orthognathic surgery.
What's a TAD?
I will tell you what a TAD is.
Okay.
A TAD is sort of like a braces, but the difference being, instead of the wire... You still have the wire across the front.
Right.
But in your upper jaw, on the sides, back behind where you can't really see, like above your molars,
right,
they put in screws.
Holy
and then they
shit.
Attach the braces to the screws because then they get more leverage and they can pull a lot harder. So that way you can get more.
This was in Saw 4, right?
A little more torque. That's what I'm picturing is, remember that bitch and she had that thing on her face that destroyed her face?
No, it's funny you say that. I've never seen any of the Saw movies. I was making a joke.
There's a thing. I think it's the first one. She has this thing on her face and whatever.
Fuck those
so that's
movies.
What I'm headed
torture
for.
Porn. They suck.
So that's Pete's dental update.
Well, now wait a minute. Let's. I want more information.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
Or is there anything? Is it just a bunch of words? I mean, is it
like
this is going to be super expensive?
Therefore, we recommended the diagnostic records. Oh, well, the expense is, if this worked, would be and no surgery. $2,500 down.
Okay.
$130 a month for 3 years.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
So my student loan payment for 3 years.
Yeah.
Are you going to have any insurance coverage?
Nope, because my dental insurance only goes up to age 19.
What?
Yeah, because adults aren't supposed to get braces. Haven't you heard this?
Well, I know they're not supposed to, and I always find it super amusing when I meet like a fucking soccer mom who's 40 plus.
Hey, guys.
And she's got the braces, and I'm like, it's creepy.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It's
but
real weird.
Yeah, yeah. Apologize to all you 40-year-old soccer moms.
No, I'm
listens.
With you. I may be in their boat, but I'm still
okay.
agreeing.
So now, wait a minute. I know that adults aren't supposed to, but I thought dental insurance... I'm surprised your dental insurance doesn't fucking cover
it. Covers braces until the patient's 19.
I'm shocked.
Which is... Well,
I'm
it's a scam. It's fucking
that.
Insurance is a scam because how are you going to have dental insurance when you're under 19?
Right, right.
And this is the insurance for the primary person, not...
That's... I know.
So
I didn't think
I
you thought
I
it was dependent until 19.
Yeah.
No, I figured
so if
you
I was
mean,
working full-time at 17 at a job where I had to have a master's degree...
Jesus
fucking I could get
Christ.
Him for free.
And not only that... But I bet your dependents, if you had dependents, would be able to fucking have it
right
whenever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if your dad
it's the same cost.
Worked, that's what I...
Yeah.
No, but what I mean is, you primary person have to be 19 or under.
Right.
But I bet that the primary person's dependents could probably do it
probably.
At any age.
You're probably right.
If you had a good insurance, which I'm sure you don't at your library.
No, it's pretty shitty.
Oh, my God. Well, clearly.
Yeah.
Fuck. Are you going
to
do it?
I don't know. I haven't decided. I'm going to Orthodontist Number 1 on Tuesday again for Pete's Dental Update Number 500.
Awesome. What are they telling you the possible side effects could be? Let's say you don't do this.
Oh, well, here's the thing. I only bite on 2 back teeth on each side.
Okay.
So those teeth will be destroyed in the next 10 years probably because
right.
they're doing all the work.
Okay.
Even though you have like 36 teeth or something like that.
Right.
So I'm using 4.
Right.
So 1/9 of them.
Okay.
So that's a big problem. The other thing is your jaw. So the way my jaw is, it's at an angle. It's like if you imagine an open duck bill, it's kind of like that.
Every time you talk.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. So the problem is like you can start having joint stuff where then your jaw gets stuck open or closed, right. All that kind of shit.
Okay.
And the other thing is, as it is now, I can't like eat properly. Like if I, let's say I have a sandwich, okay, and I bite into a sandwich, but because I can't close, what happens is I bite through it and then just pull out everything inside the sandwich.
Right, right.
Like it's a drawer in a chest of drawers, did and then it flaps down on my face and my chest, and then I roll the wrapper up in a ball and leave crying.
Did you know that this was like because of your jaw and not because of your own retardedness?
I knew there was. I knew there were teeth issues, okay, but I guess it's not the the aesthetics don't really matter.
Okay.
To me.
Right.
It's the
function is more important than the form for you.
So we'll see.
Wow, fuck. That's expensive.
Yeah.
That's not a fucking
That's
small.
Real fucking expensive.
And you'd look like a fucking hilarious.
I know.
Oh, an idiot. I feel
If I could afford it, I think I'd do it because the thinking is the max it would be is probably 3 years.
Right.
So if I did it now and then had good teeth for the rest of my life,
right,
it'd be worth it.
Then why don't you do it?
Because I don't know if I can afford it.
I think
it's $7,000.
I'm not trying to say it's nothing. I'm trying to say with the $130 for 3 years is much more realistic than seven now. If you said it was $7,000 now, I'd say fucking I could
not. It's not the 130. It's the decimating savings with the $2,500 down,
right,
and then immediately starting to pay the $130, and I still have a student loan going.
I sound like a fucking real adult here. That's what savings is for. And long term is going to fucking pay for itself, because if you when you ruin those back teeth, which you will, you're going to have to do something then, and it's not going to be cheap.
But here's the other problem. Let's say I do the braces and a year down the road he's like, this isn't working.
Is that
you need to have the
possible?
Surgery. Yeah.
How
if
possible?
They don't move,
what they say?
I don't know. He
well,
doesn't
you need
have
to...
a Well, here's the other fucked up part.
Okay.
So I'm going back to the first lady. She was pretty set on the surgery,
right,
which they're saying you could do, but you usually have to really fight with your insurance company to prove it's not cosmetic.
Right.
So she's probably going to recommend surgery followed by like a year of braces.
Okay.
So the advantage to that would be I'd probably have shorter time of braces if insurance covered the surgery. But the disadvantage is you have to do the surgery, and if they fuck up the surgery, there's no going back.
Okay.
Because they take out literally pieces of bone
Jesus
from your jaw on
Christmas.
Both sides.
Are you going to look different? Are you not going to have that strong, sexy jaw that you have right
That's
now?
That's what I wonder, too. I don't know.
Are you worried about that?
No.
Okay.
I don't really care.
Is your girlfriend worried about that?
I don't know. I usually don't ask her about different deformities I could have because I figure...
You don't play that game?
We'll cross that bridge when we, you know, get my face chopped off or whatever.
I think that's reasonable. I'm not one to be like, would you still love me if I didn't have the use of my legs?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't like when people do that.
Because
you know what? You want to be like, no.
Yeah. Not as much.
Right. Well, I would probably stay with you out of sort of a sense of guilt
and
my past love for you.
Yeah.
But I would certainly be much less happy.
Be tainted.
In life.
Tainted love.
Do you want to...
Well, here's the other thing, I think. I would never ask someone, like, would you love me if I was paralyzed? Because I'd be like, to be honest, if I was paralyzed, I think I'd be a pretty miserable dump to be around. Certainly for a while.
I think I'd rather be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, if
let's
I had
just
to be
say just legs,
Chris.
You know?
Okay. All right. Well, I was trying to think Christopher Reeves.
Or, you know, I lost
an
arm.
I call him Chris.
I think I would eventually be fine if I lost an arm, but I think there'd be a while in there where I'd be a complete asshole, and I would almost prefer they just left instead of me trying to.
What if it was your right arm?
Eh.
You wouldn't care? I mean, for you, losing the arm is the big part, not dominant or other.
Yeah. I mean, that's not as big. I think you'd probably pretty quickly
adjust to
become
using
good with your left arm. I don't
have to.
I don't really do a lot of skill-oriented shit anyway.
No, I don't. I type half speed.
Right.
I'm
a shitty
a
typist.
Yeah,
I don't, you know, I'm not like a fucking baseball player.
Right.
I don't know. My volleyball career would be over, apparently. I wonder how that works if you have a stump.
You become a roller derby guy.
Around, yeah.
I don't think you play volleyball.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the other thing about that fucking movie, 127 Hours, that I didn't like. They had, at the end, they fucking had the guy swimming with the stump, and then they had him with his real family, and they gave him a little
like
update.
That they switched to the real guy?
You don't fucking do that if the whole movie's got James Franco.
Yeah.
And I can't believe James Franco did a fine job. Yeah. It was fine enough, but he got fucking nominated for best acting.
Yeah.
There wasn't a ton of acting. There wasn't a ton of anything.
No, he didn't do much.
And one of the big scenes was when, his dream of, getting floated out where, the thing gets flooded. And he's dreaming about his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be really sad because first he dreams of them fucking and she's playing with his nipple hair.
Yeah,
and then the next one is when they break up and he feels bad. And it's all normal shit. And even if it was real, it doesn't make me... There was nothing to fucking grasp onto be like, that's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you would think about all the people that you fucking fucked and then left.
Sure.
And then it was so boring and you already knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just was not impressed.
I think it's an amazing story.
Yeah,
however,
great for him.
It's like a 10-minute story. There's no reason to make it a movie,
right.
And there's no reason to make me sit there 1 minute for every hour.
Right.
Because as compelling as the story is as a whole, the minute-to-minute is not real exciting.
I would bet you that the book and the stories that they've made for MSNBC are better than the movie.
That's the... Yeah,
because
I agree. When it turns into... Because it's not like... I could do the thing where, they show the credits and then they show the real guy. But it's like the movie. He gets out. He gets rescued. And I think they do, a fade out into white or whatever.
Yes.
Comes back. It's the real fucking guy sitting on a couch, swimming, climbing Mount Everest.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Who the fuck's this asshole? Where's James Franco? What is this?
Well,
what's
you know
going
it's
on?
Him, but that's... What I want, I'm not saying you can't do that in some movies. It can be done well, American Splendor.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is if the fucking movie wants you to think James Franco's him and care about James Franco, showing the guy just it made me think I would rather have seen a documentary. I want to hear from his fucking lips. I would rather have been it's more harrowing.
Yeah.
It's a good story, like you said.
Yeah.
Not in the movie. Not when there's nobody talking and you see the hawk and he's looking at his goddamn... He drinks his pee.
Yeah.
They show the fucking close-up of him drinking the pee through the bag. Gross.
Yeah.
Not cool.
You know?
I'd rather hear the guy be like, I'd rather hear what went through his mind, how long it took him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
There's a... You know what else is... There's a surfing movie coming out about that girl who got her arm
bit
off by a shark.
Sarah wants to see that really badly.
I can't... Here's the problem when I watch those. When I know that that's not a real stump.
Right.
And it's digitized out.
Right.
I stare at it the whole time looking for... Because you're like, it looks pretty real, but not... It looks like a transformer.
Yeah.
And you know there's an arm there. It's just very distracting.
When they put James Franco in the arm sling that he made, I was looking to see where the... Where his actual arm was, if the shirt was baggier.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, instead of being like, James Franco just had to cut his own arm off.
Right.
I was like, this movie that James Franco's playing that guy with no arm, they're doing an okay job of making him look like he has no arm. I mean, there was no, I was not invested.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't give a fuck, really.
Well, and it was,
I was more interested in the digital fake arm.
Yes.
And you're just waiting for him. I think the intensity just comes. You're waiting for him to cut off the arm, which you know is coming.
And it wasn't as exciting or as I mean, and I'm not saying they had to make it because it's realistic, but it's a fucking movie.
Yeah.
He sticks it in there like, ooh, but then you're like, all I thought was, in real life, that would have been fucked up. In real, thinking about the guy
doing
really
it
doing it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you think about doing it to yourself. You think, I wonder if he had no feeling left because it was done or if he had a ton of feeling. And they have his vision blur, and every time he touches the nerve, it's like,
well, it's fucking nuts. Like, I just had this weekend, probably can't get into it today, but had a little bed bug scare.
Yeah. You told me.
So I was checking
I'm doing this via internet. Yeah. Everybody. I'm not acting
in a bunker.
House.
He's in panic room.
Jodie Foster's next to me.
So I had a bed bug scare, which I think it's all cool, but I was trying to see they leave little blood stains on your sheets.
Right.
And I have these weird sort of lime green sheets.
Okay.
So I wanted to, because I think it's insane to have white sheets, really, because you're like,
I'm
going to get shit on them.
I've got tan sheets.
Yeah.
I mean.
No one needs to have white sheets.
No, white sheets.
Unless you're fucking hotel, because you have to prove how clean it is.
Right. Which,
there's no reason.
And then every time you see those fucking those TV shows where
they're
covered
in cum.
Light and cum is and blood.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking help me is written. And
right. So in order to check, what the stain would look like, I was like, well, I should put a little blood on there. Because it had these, there were these discolorations, because in my idiocy, so I had these weird bite looking things, which is how this all started. And then I was thinking that's what they were from.
Okay.
But then, I was like, I can't tell if I'm getting more or if these are the same ones.
So it could have been a rash.
Right.
It might not
which
have been
is what
bites.
I'm thinking it was okay. now. Because then Heather stayed over and she got them all over her body.
Right.
But they weren't pattern like mine, and I didn't get them all over, and she has much more sensitive skin, so I'm thinking it's unrelated to...
Did you change bleach or...
You know, I washed all my stuff recently, and I was wondering if maybe it didn't rinse out all the way.
Yeah.
Because that could happen, and yeah. I bought powder instead of liquid, which I don't recommend.
Oh, yeah, we had powder at my parents' place when I lived there, and I fucking didn't like it at all.
So anyway, okay. I had to compare what I saw were these discolorations because I put a little permanent marker on the dots I had already before I went to bed because then I could
Good
identify
call.
New ones.
That's fucking smart. But then, making yourself bleed on your own sheets is stupid. But
Well, no, because then I woke up, there were these discolorations, and I was like, fuck, is that from the marker rubbing off or is that from bites? And
on
I couldn't find
bed.
Any new, yeah, oh. And I couldn't find any new bites. So I was like, or no, I colored my marker on my leg, right?
Right.
And then went to sleep, and then there were these little discoloration parts, but I was like, that could be just from the fucking marker.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Being on my leg all night, and I don't have new bites. So I was like, well, what does the blood look like? So I, you know, I just pricked my finger with a needle.
Okay.
That was hard to do.
To stab yourself?
Yeah.
Like just a little bit? Because you're like
just
worried.
To get
a, gonna,
and
yeah,
it worked,
yeah.
But I was like, wow, that was hard. So cutting off your arm, pretty fucking shitty.
Or being diabetic.
Eh.
They have to prick their fingers.
Well, they should have thought of that before they sinned.
What about the child onset?
Again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
You went out to the shed with the priest. You should have known better.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that when you get molested by a priest, it should be inside the church.
It is your fault. You were asking for it wearing those little shorts.
Oh, man. So speaking of shorts, Sarah wanted me to ask you if when you guys play volleyball, when you played earlier and tonight later, are you going to do those super tight fucking plasticky like shorts?
No, I don't know. If I owned any, I would have.
Okay.
Because just to be like, don't ask me to do this again, but I don't own any.
Yeah.
So
well,
speaking of which, oh, that's our
one. Oh, nice. Good
so
time.
I got to get going so I can fucking lose another volleyball game.
Well, sir, I hope that it goes quickly.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Right when